let me know who's on the line so I know who I'm talking to.
Morning, Vance. It's Harold.
Good morning, Harold.
Kathy Clark.
Good morning, Kathy.
Mary Margaret.
Good morning, Triple M. There's that long pause. I know others are dying. Now, let me ask you guys this. Harold, Kathy, or Mary Margaret, are any of you guys cheating and dialing in at the top of the hour on the host code and then you're demuting yourself by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Good. Good.
No, I didn't do that.
I appreciate that, because all it takes is one person to muck up everything, and we have to, you know, put a kibosh on the whole Saturday AM Live thing, because we can't, because all it takes is one person who's walking around their house. They don't realize that, you know, when they're, you know, doing this and, you know, shuffling papers or typing on the keyboard or, you know, banging pots and pans, and it comes through really, really well. So, but you guys would never do that, because you guys are too nice to me. So, all right, well, we've got Kathy, Harold, and Mary Margaret.
And my parents.
Okay, I got three names at once there.
And Molly.
Molly, good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
And your parents.
Okay, I'm like, I heard the Ince, and I'm like, what? Who's Ince? That's a new person. I don't recognize that name. The parental units. Mom, was that valuable?
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's knowing that the answers are there. You do not have to recall all of this information.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to pull it up, but there's some definite little clicks in there that are really, really great just to use a few of those words sprinkled in.
Right. Well, I think the beautiful thing, and I'll take this note from something that Tara McGuire does, that when you get somebody who's not being obnoxious, or they're not trying to be rude or pick a fight, but they just simply have a valid concern about, you know, they pick up the bottle and say, well, man, it says it's got shellac in it. What the heck? You can say, you know, our formulator addressed that, and I'll give you the short version, and that is, you know, da-da-da-da. Or if you'd like, I can get you a copy of the CD, and I'll buy it for you if you'll promise me that you'll listen to it and go through it. Now, the win-win for us, if they do that and agree to that, to hearing all that, they're going to get to hear about why Nikan has the core formulation that we have and go from there. And you take that and you hand them the brochure with the, you know, the core thing. I love the fact of, you know, having a prenatal as one of the outer spokes of that wheel as a, you know, addition to the core. For because not everybody, you know, not every female is going to be needing a prenatal. You only need that during, you know, like Mark said, you know, pregnancy or breastfeeding. So, huge. Okay.
And the way Pat and Mac, Pat especially, described that go to wherever their interest is, whether it's the outside or the inside, and start them talking about that particular product. And then mention, you either move in or you move out to where the necessary is. And of course, if it's on the outside that they're trying to address a particular issue, then you want to say, and what backs this up and makes it usable to the body at a much higher level is the fact that you're also utilizing the core.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I was thinking about this yesterday, and I don't know how, if my brain, it just how these ideas pop in, but if you're looking at a tire on a car, very rarely do we ever have to deal with the inner core of that tire, the hub, the center of it, where the lug nuts attach it. Because if it's maintained properly, we won't have to deal with it. What we have to replace every 20 to 30,000 miles is the outer tread, the furthest out of that, you know, tire, of that round shape. And that's what gets noticed first, because it's one of those outer things. And that's where we can quickly look. So again, looking at the nutritional wheel, if we got the core established, then that's dealt with. But what tends to get noticed are things that would make, like for example, the osteodents with someone that's dealing with some bone issues. Well, they're going to notice that real quickly as they age, because, you know, it can be seen, it can be felt, it can be experienced. And that's why the whole, you know, formulation of this is just sheer brilliance.
Well, to take your your description with that core, but if that core is lopsided, that's not going to fit at all. If there's something missing in that core, then you've got something out of it.
And if you're running on import cars, most of them have 5 lug nuts, you know, and if one of those is sheared off, well, it's probably not a big deal, you know, if you're taking the core and you're not using the Siaga, probably not a big deal because you could always eat a lot more fruits and vegetables to balance out. But if you take away 2 of those lug nuts, you're seriously compromising the safety of your family in your body and in that vehicle. And I think that's where we have to look at that. And again, there's 5 components there. And I just realized this the other day that, you know, if you're talking about a 5 lug nut tire, you could take away 1, possibly 2, but any more than that, you're talking about lopsided, that's an understatement. Your tire's going to fall off, and you're going to put your family in harm's way. You're going to put your body in harm's way when you start taking away from these. And that's why I think it's so vital. At them. So, okay, we've got Kathy and Mary Margaret and Harold and Molly. Anybody else join the line? That's it. Okay. I've opened this up to other people. I know that Joe and Bill Dekoff are still traveling. Steve was at his computer a few minutes ago because he just emailed me a question that I asked. That was the pregnancy and the prenatal one, and I'm not sure where Janice is going. But let's hone in here, you guys, and let's talk about, again, I think it's so imperative that when you have someone like Mark Palmer to disseminate that much information in such a short amount of time, I feel like I've just sat with a nutritional guru. And I'll let you guys in on a little secret that I didn't mention before. Mark's 32. And what I mean by that, he's 32 years old, or 32 years young. And when I found that out, I thought, holy smoke. So do the math. How long did he say he has been in the nutritional field?
15.
Okay, so that means he started when he was how old?
17.
So he's very passionate about this industry, about nutrition, because he's been doing it all of his adult life. You know, most people at 17, they go to start entering into college, they figure I'll get educated, I'll get a good job, we go through down that. No, here's a guy who, been his family business. He's grown up in this. You know, this is all he ever knows. So he's always going to be one step ahead of what's out there because he's doing the research himself. He's not going to be content on just the status quo. This is not a guy who's going to go, you know, work every day, punch a time clock for 8 hours a day, and then leave. No, this is part of his DNA of who he is. So it's absolutely huge. So how do we use that this next week, today, when we're talking to people about Neken? How do we use this information, and again, without vomiting it all back to them? Personally, number one, how do we use it for our own reference to utilize to make sure that we're utilizing the AutoShip products? But then how do we use it for other people?
I have a question that bothers me. How come mental clarity is under the nervous system? What I understood that mental clarity, the ginkgo biloba, is to relax the artery, allow more oxygen to go through and nutrient go through. But
is your question why is it on the outer part of the wheel rather than the inner core?
Right, it's put under nervous system, because when I think of a nervous system, it's in the conductivity of electrical impulses.
I can answer that, Vance.
Go ahead.
It's because it feeds the blood vessels of the brain.
Yeah, I understand that. Still have problems.
Because the nervous system, the brain is what controls the entire body, and it's primary in supplying the blood flow to the brain that then controls the skeletal system. That was the way it was explained to us when that question came up at the convention. Very, very primary to the brain, but that's the control mechanism of the whole body. So you're not going to get it feeding it right unless you've got that there to the best ability.
Okay.
Does that help? Okay, so let's Kathy, Harold, Mary Margaret.
Well, what I really lucked out on is I got a person, a friend of mine, on a three-way, and she listened to that whole thing, and she brought me in the mountains, so I'm really thrilled
now
about that.
That's being proactive, because you can utilize it for that. I try to keep the Saturday AM Live, you know, prospect friendly. I didn't use a bunch of terminology, at least I don't think I did, that only wellness consults would understand. And I'm hoping people will do that. We had a really big group of people on the call, 165. That's about 70 or so more than what we normally have.
It was 177, Vance, at 721.
Okay, well, there you go. So, you know, obviously this is a great need for information, because we all want to know how to adequately take these, and then how the better thing is not only adequately take them. You guys, let me put it to you this way, and then I want to get Harold and Kathy weighing in on this. There's got to be an element of trust as wellness consultants. You're not going to be a lemming, okay? I understand that. However, there's got to be an element of trust that as we, as wellness consultants, especially those of us who have been on board for more than a couple of years, that we need to trust the company to do the right thing. I mean, what Mark talked about with the plastic packages that the Kenzen packets came in, okay, that is huge. You have no idea how many green people, if I can call them that, that is their primary agenda, to eliminate products that are out there on the market that contain packaging like that, because that stuff does not break down. It's not earth-friendly at all. And so we have to, exhibit a certain element of trust to Nikan that they're going to, you know, come. They're going to find people like the Mark Palmers out there to introduce things to us that will work. And when we have a question, or when we come across a question, we've got to stand up a little bit taller and put our shoulders back a little bit more and say, you know, I don't have the answer to that question, but I can find out. Because there's a lot of people out there that are trying to pick a fight and say, well, you know, what I've found is this, and, you know, if you, any product that has shellac in it, well, you shouldn't be taking that. Well, let them do a little bit of homework. And, Mary Margaret, what you've done here is you've taken it to the next step, in that you solicited and had somebody on the call so they could hear, so you don't have to disseminate the information to them, so you're utilizing it to build your business. I mean, that's the other element to it. And what I'm hoping I'm conveying here, you guys, is that when we trust Nikan, know that they've got our back, that they will deliver the products that will make the whole entire wellness home literally hum like a fine tuned engine that is, you know, running on all of its cylinders, and that everything is working properly. And so that element of trust has to be there, because that's what they're doing. They're stepping up to the plate and doing that. So Harold, Kathy, weigh in here.
Well,
go ahead, Harold.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Men first. What I always try to do is stay away from the technical side if I can, whether it's magnetics or whether it's far infrared or any of those things, because a lot of people don't understand it. They do have questions, I understand. But if I can try and explain it in a simple way without getting so technical, and I think that's what Mark brought sort of to the table today, is that he was very eloquent in how he explained things for just us lay people, and I think that's really important. But, you know, and as you said, though, there's always two answers. One, if you know the answer, and two, I don't know, but I'll find out. And that always seems to work well with any of the either consultants I work with or new people I'm introducing it to.
Okay. Kathy?
Well, I have a guest at my house right now.
and they listened firsthand to the conference call this morning. And you should have seen the look on this individual's face. You're going, wow, this person is really knowledgeable.
Especially for, and again, not to drive home the age factor, but when you just listen to Mark, you think this is somebody who's got 30, 40, 50 years in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, I do anyways. So I was blown away.
So this was really exciting, and this person, and obviously he's now in another area of the house, this was highly, highly intelligent. And has done a lot of research on his own. So he's sitting there and he's going, oh my gosh, this guy really is intelligent. He really knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was a real plus. How I'm going to use it this week, there is a conference call on Wednesday night that Mark Palmer is going to be on. The Wednesday night conference call. And I'm working with a fitness place right now that he's looking at Yukon as another source of income for his fitness center, a personal trainer and stuff. And I'm going to go talk to him today and see if we can get him plugged in to the conference call on Wednesday.
Okay.
He will be at his shop, so, you know, at the center, but to see if I can get him plugged into it and also take the our little pamphlet, our little brochure on the new supplements, the new formulation stuff. I'm going to take that to him as well today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about this stuff.
And, you know, you guys, here's the other thing, too. A lot of people miss this, and it's not an accident that Dennis and Ruth Williams have any one organization. And I'll brag on my parents here a little bit as well. When you take the time to educate people and get them on AutoShip, get them on the core, as Dr. Gotta get the pronunciation correctly. Is it Moskos, the corporate speaker that was a chiropractor that died a couple of years ago recently? Southern California, somebody help me out.
I think it's Moskos.
Moskos. One of the comments that I heard him say once was that if you can start every single person that you talk to when they're evaluating Nikan, if you can start them on the water and the nutritional for 2 weeks prior to exposing them to any other product. Now, I mean, you can do the energy test and that kind of thing to get the wow factor there. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what he was talking about. But he said if you really want to get the body literally tuned or adjusted to get the most dramatic effects, the most dramatic results from Nikan's Wellness Home products, I'm talking the air, the sleep system, the insoles, all that, He said, really focus in and try to get them on the water and the nutritionals for 2 weeks prior to getting anything else. So, you know, leading with AutoShip, and then from the financial area, the financial arena, leaning with AutoShip takes you into a realm of what multi-level marketing, which is a word that kind of went out, you know, a decade or so ago, or some people may still use it today. But we Nikan truly has the best version of network marketing. However, if you want to see what multi-levels can do financially, get people on AutoShip and build that into your group. And what Dad and Mom, what Denny and Shaw Rogers have been able to create over these years is duplicating that down. And I'm looking at a printout right now, okay? And I'm not bragging, okay? But I'm looking at a printout that I printed off, finished up yesterday, and it just goes down 6 levels. And these are 6 compressed levels. And the bottom number, and these are silvers and above, and the bottom number, the last person on the page, is right at 1,000. There are 1,000 silvers and above, in Denny and Char Rogers' organization today, just down six levels. Okay, the so what of that, I'm sorry, 1014, I missed a page. The so what of that is simply this, that if you start people on the nutritionals and build with the end in mind that you want them for the long haul, autoship is truly the only way to go. Because we miss out when we just try and sell them, oh, let's get them on the insoles, let's get them on this. We have to take the time to go back and educate. And utilizing an interview like Mark's is a really, really vital piece of it. Do you want to use it as a prospecting tool? I don't know if I'd go that route. Part of the education that we owe it to people, yes. So for some people it may be overwhelming, but just like what Kathy said, you know, with her house guest right now, that, man, this guy is really, really smart. He knows this stuff. Well, let's let the professionals do it. It's like when we invite somebody to go to church with us, we don't try to, you know, sell them everything and the whole concept of what it is our belief system is. Let's let the professionals, let's let the speakers do that, the people that spend the time, because that's what they get paid to do. Let's bring people to the table rather than trying to, you know, tell them all about this great stuff and not allow them to experience it themselves. When we bring them to the information at the appropriate time, and again, going back to the nutritional wheel, utilize it and listen to what people are saying, like Mac and Pata said, or like Valerie Aloisio mentioned to us months ago. Lead with the need. Find out what they're looking for, and then go that direction.
Manson, if you have, just to broaden this, because these are all, you guys are all leaders on this call, or that's what you're supposed to be, seasoned enough to understand that you adjust what you're saying to what the needs of the person is, okay? And if you have Susan on the line next week, as I'm looking through this other line here, run with whatever the person is most interested in. And I did a test. I hit three topics just in one sentence, and the one that caught was not the nutritionals, because they think they're A-okay. I'm not going to sit and argue with them about that right now. But was the skincare, and the comment was, I could build an entire organization because I love skincare and cosmetics. So am I going to run with nutrition in that case? No. So be astute enough to tease them and let them see what their hot spot is. Run with that. Just like we were saying, you know, go from the core to the outside or the outside to the core. Doesn't matter. Right, Vance?
Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
We can only ding on one subject at a time, so this week is nutrition, but wait till you get to the skincare. I kid you not, when Vance says auto ship, you guys, if you don't get that in, now if they start talking sleep, water, the minute you hear that, don't jump on them, but later as you crank out your little 2 minutes on conversation or less, to catch them and pull them into wanting more, take whatever they're interested in. But don't miss getting back to them on these points of autoship, because that is going to create your wealth down the road. Does it matter whether it's next month, next year, or 5 years from now? What difference does it make? It keeps building. Sorry, Vance.
Nope, don't apologize at all, because you got me going down a whole nother track, but you guys, this is your call. Any other thoughts that are going through your mind? Harold, Kathy, Mary Margaret, Molly.
Well, Vince, Harold.
Go ahead, Harold.
I got sidetracked and forgot part of the question you asked, what we're going to take and do with that this week. I have two actually brand new wellness consultants, and we will have those on the call on Wednesday night, so that's our next step for them.
There
well,
you
I
go.
I had something that's totally different, but it's so good for me that I want to share it with the team here, and that is this week. I just you know, in your first couple of minutes that you're talking to somebody on the elevator or in the AT&T store, this has been really sending people's eyes lighting up. And after I just say, well, you know, hello, and you know, ask what they do and stuff. I say, mention that I partner with this multi-billion-dollar Japanese company, and then I said, think for a minute. Have you heard of any single multi-billion-dollar Japanese company that isn't top-notch? And they say, well, no. And I said, well, if we don't have time now, do you want to get information? And their eyes light up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a jewel for me this week.
Mm-hmm.
Great comment, Mary Margaret. Great comment.
You guys, here's something that I typed up last Saturday morning, I believe it was. You heard me mention Cheryl Moses. I didn't mention her. Or maybe I did mention her name. She just got laid off. She works for a big commercial construction company. And no severance, no nothing. And when I saw her at the convention, I simply asked, "Hey, what are you guys? What are you going to do for a job? Are you looking for it?" She's like, "I have a job." So I was sitting there thinking about that, and you know, and it's hard when you're going from a set salary every day to being laid off and no salary to jump into Nikan with both feet and figuring, okay, what am I going to need to do to generate the income that I had at my regular job? How do we transition? And there's a lot of people out there that are doing that. So as I'm sitting there typing this email to her, I literally just typed up what, and I don't say it exactly this way, but in presenting to somebody, you know, the validity of what AutoShip can do. Okay? And let me just read to you what I typed up, and I don't worry, I will send it out so you can, you know, put it into your own words. But just, again, it's another tidbit of information or another, just to put it into form, and this is it, okay? Is your health worth a $100 investment per month? Would you actually like to have someone else pay for your ongoing organic supplementation every month? 3 to 5 people matching your investment will get you on the right track. The great thing is that you'll reduce your grocery bill every month by giving your body the nutrients that it needs. It's the difference between quality and versus quantity. I have a friend who saved $52,000 over the last 7 years because she has increased her wellness through Nikan. Okay. Aha, we know who that is, Kathy Clark. She has been averaging over $7,000 per year on co-payments and prescriptions just to function as a normal person. And here's the best part. As a certified wellness consultant, a $6 investment plus the purchase of one of our signature products retail, you'll be able to deduct 100% of your purchase each year as a business tax deduction. That's something that we can't ever do with our groceries. Let me show you how powerful Nikan's products are. We can start with any one item and then layer your wellness to increase your body's ability to perform. Show me where it hurts and let's start with our power patch. Or let's start with anything. I kind of went that line. You guys kind of got an idea.
Yeah, you're going to email that to me, right? Super.
But again, I'll put it in my weekly email next week. But I'm writing myself a note right now. I've got to literally run out the door to make my day function so I can get back here in time for a birthday party. But
Arenta, could you do me a big favor? When we say that we need to lead with a vision, so we would have the leaders for our team. Could you say something that lead with vision? What do you say?
That's basically it. I want to break it down, Molly, when you ask that question, because a lot of people will say, and Mom will jump right on the bandwagon, that we really miss the boat if we don't present the freedom, the lifestyle, what Nikan has to offer as far as the business opportunity. Well, that's in the business opportunity. It's all there. When you take a step back and you think about what I just read, it's all there. That's what the business opportunity is. We have to start with something. We have to start with the product. We have to wow their attention, and at the same time, because if we don't start with something and just all we do is talk business, the majority of people out there, do a show of hands, or, you know, I've seen people do this over and over at Nikan events. How many of you came into Nikan because of a project experience? And it's 95% of the room.
Van, I have another quick vision.
Okay, good.
How would you like to have 10 cents on every Band-Aid sold in the United States?
There you go. There you go.
If we don't keep those suckers out of stock with the corporation, we have no brains upstairs, I believe. Sorry. Sorry.
This is Denise, and I was just having coffee with some friends of mine, the doctor, and a breakfast. I usually have coffee Saturday morning with. And all of a sudden I thought, oh, I wanted to tell you about this. And so I hauled out the package of some patches. And right on the spot, they took two, just like that, and they said, order more for me. They'll go like crazy. And she said, I want it for my sinus, and I got it sore in my hip. And you know, they'll go. They're just going to pop right out of our pockets.
I'm not even going to go there later.
Yeah. Well, look at you guys. There's so many different directions you can go. The beauty of a power patch is it's so small and so tiny that, again, like Mom just said, we'd have to be brain dead. It's completely missing the boat if we don't have a continual back order status with these, you know, at Nikan. I mean, it should be that stinking huge. So. Anyways, you guys, we're at the bottom of the bottom of the what is it called? The bottom of the hour? Yeah, the bottom of the hour.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. My pleasure. And you guys, again, utilize the fact and knowledge that we know Mark Palmer will be on the Wednesday night corporate call. I'm not at liberty to announce that during the interview because then it dates the CD that Brad will release, and I don't want to do that because I want to keep it all current. But this coming Wednesday, which is what, November the 12th, all the information is online to look up the number for that corporate call. That's the one that Ann Bodak hosts. So get your people on that and utilize that. I can't guarantee what the format is going to be because I don't know what direction Ann will go. But, again, you know the person now, so it's worth your while to get him on that. And, you know, he may be even more peppier than he was this morning. Because, you know, it's 7 o'clock on the West Coast when he had to, he probably was up. I mean, I woke up at 5 this morning. So, but again, that's because I'm cursed with the Rogers DNA. So, anyways, you guys, have a great weekend and a great week. And please let us know if there's anybody that we can call or assist with you. And, Mary Margaret, I have not forgotten about Franklin. I have his information, and I will call him. I just hadn't got to it where the time zone would work out, so. You guys, we'll talk to you soon. Please put us to work, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you.